Here's an interesting story where the victim of a shooting, the victim's family is not only suing the person who shot him, but suing the homeowners association for where that perpetrator lives. Interesting little story. Actually a little over a year ago, you might remember the story where a 16-year-old child, Ralph Jarl, mistakenly went to the wrong address when he went to go pick up his younger siblings. He was looking for 115 Northeast Terrace. He went to 115 Northeast Street, and when he rang the doorbell, the resident, Andrew Lester, shot him in the head. And he's claiming self-defense, but apparently the kid just rang the doorbell trying to pick up his siblings. Now, he was charged, Lester was, obviously. And although Jarl survived the incident, he did suffer a TBI, a traumatic brain injury. Well, yesterday, his mother and their attorney, and I think it's his father too, but the family filed a lawsuit against not only the shooter, but the homeowners association, which I have never seen before. And I'm sure people will correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never heard of a homeowners association being sued because of what an individual did. But the family is looking to sue the homeowners association because we need to make communities safe from gun violence. And they say that the homeowners association has a policy that is supposed to prevent these types of incidents. Okay. And that they should have known that Andrew Lester had, was a racial hostility, I think was the actual verbiage, and that he had access to dangerous weapons, and the homeowners association should have done something. This is a free country. Like, ain't no homeowners association telling me what I can have in my home, whether they like me or not. Just not happening. Sorry. They're not big enough or bad enough. But interesting, I've never heard of this before. And the shooter, Andrew Lester, his trial starts October 7th. And like I said, his attorney's pushing for self-defense. But yeah, I just wanted to bring this to you because this is out there, and this was a nationally televised, not a televised shooting, but the coverage was national on this. And it's just really, really interesting. Really, really interesting. Here's what the mom said yesterday in when she got in front of cameras to talk about this lawsuit. She said, "Today, on behalf of my son, Ralph Jarl, we stand before you to announce a significant step towards justice and accountability. The attorney, Lee Merritt, representing Ralph, has taken the necessary action by filing a civil case in Clay County Court. This incident not only shattered our family, but also exposed a critical gap in our societal fabric where the safety of our children is jeopardized by reckless actions. Through this civil suit, we aim to spark a dialogue on the importance of responsible gun ownership and community safety measures of using words, not weapons. It's not just about seeking financial compensation, it's about holding all parties involved accountable and ensuring that steps are taken to prevent such tragedies from occurring again, including the Homeowners Association. In this lawsuit, it underscores the importance of collective responsibility in safeguarding our communities. Their knowledge of a potentially dangerous individual in the neighborhood without taking adequate precautions is unacceptable. This case is not just about seeking justice for Ralph, but about advocating for systemic changes that prioritize the safety and well-being of all children. We refuse to let Ralph's suffering be in vain. His ordeal must serve as a wake-up call for our nation to prioritize child safety and enact meaningful reforms to protect our youth from gun violence. We hope this civil suit will ignite a nationwide movement toward creating safer environments for our children to thrive without fear." Cleo Nagby, Ralph Yar's mother. Time the frick out. What one guy does not cause everybody else in the country to pay. Now, I don't know where Ms. Nagby is from, But that's not how we do it in this country. Somebody did a criminal act by shooting her child while traumatic, that person shall be held accountable. Not the rest of the law-abiding citizens, period. And this, and they live in Missouri, by the way, I don't think I said that in the beginning, but this statement reeks of Every Town or Moms Demand Action or Gabby Giffords or Brady or the White House. She didn't write this, because the things that are in that verbiage are out of the playbook for those anti-gun groups tugging at the heartstrings of moms, and that's exactly what they're doing here. It's tragic what happened to your son. I feel for him, and I'm glad he survived. But I'm not paying for what somebody else did. Not doing it. Sorry if that hurts people's feelings, but rights trump feelings all day, every day. Let me know what you guys and gals think about this down below. Couple questions for you. Should we all pay for what one person did to a kid? I don't think so, but what say you? And number two, should the HOA have to pay? Are they responsible? What are they going to do, evict somebody when they don't own the home? What are they supposed to do, act as a criminal court? Taking away someone's rights? Yeah, I don't know, man. Ooh, boy, this country is slipping and sliding. I will see you all in the next one. Have a phenomenal day. Subscribe to the channel if you want to stay in the know. Take care.